In the 100 Years of Insulin podcast series, we've looked at diabetes from a number of perspectives. We've learnt about the rising rates of diabetes in the Australian community, gained a better understanding of treatment options, and discovered how models of care are evolving to tackle diabetes with a multidisciplinary team approach. The common denominator in these discussions has been a determination to improve the health and well-being of patients, which is why today we're having a yarn to Annette Burr. Straddling the border between France and Spain is a 500-kilometre mountain range that was named after a princess in ancient Greek mythology, Pyrene. The region has effectively been a wall between the two countries for centuries.
If ice caps keep melting, this mother and cub will starve. And if we don't act now to stop the climate crisis, our children will suffer too.
Sue's returns to consciousness were brief and disorienting. Each time she had to struggle to remember where she was. But as the answer became more fixed in her understanding, another question surfaced. How did she get here? Greek settlers brought their gods with them. However, isolated from their traditional worship centres, and with tolerance of local religions generally encouraged, interesting blends and new beliefs emerged. The Aboriginal people have a word, Mulyagak, which means wooded hill. In the early 1860s, a township was surveyed here and named Mulyagul for the forested landscape of the area